I was talking with Andrea yesterday, and she said, "I'm a little nervous about this retirement thing. You know, I'm 59 now, and lots of folks around me are beginning to retire." And so I asked them, "How is it? How's this retirement going for you?" And after they say, "Wow, it's great," they say, "You want to know the truth? I get a little bored." So many retirement coaches like myself suggest making up a bucket list. We've all seen that movie way back when, where Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman work their way through their bucket list, checking off big and little, "I want to do this before I die" items. But I'm hoping when you saw the title of this podcast, you thought, "I wonder what she's going to say." Hello, and welcome to this edition of Ask Mary Helen. I'm Mary Helen Conroy, podcaster, author, and life coach. That sense of questioning a title of a podcast is just what I'm going to chat about today. Retirement life isn't so much about another to-do list, your bucket list. It's about being curious. We know that children are known for their curiosity, and if you spend any time around a five-year-old, you hear a lot of why questions. Why is the sky blue? Why don't worms have toes? Why do I have to sleep on the bed and not under it? Oh, curiosity may have killed the cat, but I do know that it will save a retiree. You have a lot of years ahead as you look towards your retirement. Do you really want to tell folks later it's boring? So I talked to Andrea about shaking up her world even now before she retires. We're calling it the practice plan of curiosity. Now, I'm a big believer in mindset. Carol Dweck wrote the book on it. She talks about two different kinds of mindsets, and you probably might have heard these. She defines them as, one, a fixed mindset. And it's that one where you view your talents and abilities as, well, fixed. In other words, you are who you are, your intelligence and talents are fixed, and your fate is to go through life avoiding challenge and failure. Or her second approach is a growth mindset. On that hand, it's where you see yourself as fluid, a work in progress. Your fate is one of growth, opportunity. Now, both can be really necessary at times, and both can be a challenge. So what does mindset have to do with a nearly retired person and curiosity? I would suggest everything. How much of your life right now is fixed? Having a routine for getting out the door each morning might be comforting. You get up, do your morning bathroom things, you dress, you eat, you pet the cat, kiss your partner, and the day begins. But routine is the enemy of curiosity. We're all such creatures of habit, aren't we? We move through our life doing the same old, same old, same old. And now we've heard that's the definition of insanity, and so it might be. So how could you be of a flexible mindset in the morning? Perhaps you wake up 20 minutes earlier. Perhaps you meditate for the very first time. Perhaps you use your non-dominant hand and brush your teeth. Perhaps you have dinner for breakfast and you actually give your partner a hug, a kiss, and an "I love you forever" statement. Changing up your morning changes your day. So, let's see if any of these following five ideas will work for you on your curiosity mission. Here's how to practice being curious right now. Number one, I would suggest that you get an idea journal. Do you have one of those? Oh, it's a little notebook you keep in your bag so that when something hits your fancy, you jot it down. You want to check on it a little bit later. Mine included things like try new restaurants in town, where's the closest resale shop, what's geocaching, and a whole list of other things like podcast topics. Later, I take time to look at those things that were curious to me earlier. So, for the try new restaurants, it's turned into an alphabet game for me. I've now been to the AC Hotel, the Beer and Bottle, and Captain Bill's, and I can't wait to discover the next 23. Now, the where is the closest resale shop led me to Google and discovered that there are three of them within 10 miles. Cool. Geocaching sounds so fun. It's sort of like hide and seek for adults. If you don't know about it, maybe put that into your idea journal. You get the idea. Capture your curiosity when it happens, and then it becomes fodder for learning later. And I also try to write down the answers to some of my curiosities. The more I become curious, the more I'm going to be more curious about. Maybe even put a post-it note on your bathroom mirror today saying, "How can I be curious today?" See what that might do. Now, for your second part of your curiosity mission, I would suggest that the library, the bookstore, the music store, the museum. Isn't it amazing we have institutions of the curious? Whole buildings have been built as playgrounds for the adult that's curious. I don't think it's possible to walk into a library, etc., without asking, "I wonder." Pretty funny, in my conversation with Angela, she said that she had a librarian in her life, and wasn't that the best? Librarians love questions. They love the search for the answer. They love curiosity. So give them a try and see what a librarian can share about your "I wonder" question. Our children's museum in town is amazing. Twice a year, they have what they call adult swim. All the kids out of the pool or the museum, and it's only for adults. But don't wait to be invited. Go to a children's museum. Just walk around, ring the bells on things, see how things work inside of an engine. If you're really embarrassed, adopt a kid for a day and take them. The same goes for the zoo or the water park. We're just kids in grown-up skin. Be curious. There's no age limit there. Now, my third idea is your phone, whether it's smart or dumb. I love that I can carry around in my pocket an amazing device to keep me curious 24/7. My phone engages me with the world. I can get the latest radar for the storm that's predicted. Much better, I have to say, than the weather person on the news. I have a Kindle app, so my books are always handy. I can listen to music. I can Google anything at all. Anytime a question comes up in my group, my friends all laugh because they say Mary Helen's going to pull out her phone. And they're right. I'll be Googling. Now, my phone is smart, probably smarter than I am, but even a not-so-smart phone has potential for curing the routines of life. When was the last time you called your friend, a son, a daughter, a mother, and asked them what they're curious about? Phones are amazing for bringing you instantly into a different world, and you just might become curious about what they're curious about. Now, number four. Your five senses. We carry them around with us all the time. We humans were built with curiosity radar systems, as it were. We can stop at any moment and ask, "What am I seeing, hearing, touching, feeling, or tasting right now?" How will you use yours today in looking around your world? Try it. What can you see if you walk 100 steps out your door? What can you hear if you scan your radio dial 3 times? What can you touch if you squatted down right now? What are you feeling inside and out? And lastly, how about tasting something decadent? I just discovered Trader Joe's mango sorbet in chocolate balls. Wow. And what if you set your alarm clock today for every 3 hours? And you used your curiosity radar system, your five senses, to see how to be curious. Now, lastly, it's question everything. Become that five-year-old child we were talking about before. And I call this my try the five why method. For every answer to a question, ask why. Why? Bet you're thinking of some questions right now, aren't you? Why? Because just thinking of asking a question produces a question. Why? Because that's how we get curious. Why? Because that's how we learn. Why? Because our brain is engaged by asking a question and we might change the answers. Ask five whys. Be curious. Be that five-year-old. And maybe you'll discover why worms don't have toes. Just maybe. So when I see Angela tomorrow, I think I'll have a much better solution for her about her upcoming retirement. Start today to be curious. Start today moving from a fixed mindset into flexible ones. Keep an idea journal. visit a curiosity building, use your phone, tap into your five senses, and ask five why questions. You know, curiosity did kill the cat, but satisfaction brought him back. Let us know what you're curious about today by leaving a message on our website, retireerebels.com, or on our Facebook page. We would love to hear what you're thinking about. Why? Because we're Retiree Rebels. Go Rebels!